If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. Here we are in 2023. I am Rick Tittle. Nice to have you with us wherever you are listening in this great land of ours, this great land of Romania. Danny, is this Russia? Oh, it's the United States. Coast to coast, border to border, bleeding over the borders, both into Mexico, El País Amigo, also in Canada. We are here to talk video games with you on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. 24 hours a day sports, except this 1 hour all week. So it's actually 6 days and 23 hours of sports talk and 1 hour of video game talk. Feel free to get in at the toll-free line, 1-800-878-PLAY. Don't write it down. Dial it up. 1-800-878-PLAY. Play is 7529. We talk about all video games here, not just sports ones. And not just on Sports Byline, we are on SBNationLive.com. We are on Sirius XM 211 in progress. Dan Patrick channel, y'all. Where are my peeps at out there in their semis? Breaker 19. We got some Smokey the Bears with some. I had a CB radio. That makes me sound like I voted for Taft. Anyway, we also are on CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel 2 and your cable provider. We are also proud and privileged to be on the American Forces Radio Network. 500 outlets, 177 countries, ships at sea, dare I even say AWACS overhead right now. Listening in, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force, whatever branch you're with. Thanks for keeping us and our allies as well safe, the lay people as well. Thank you for all that you do. We're also on the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app. I think if you unplug your toaster and put a coat hanger in it, hang it out the window, you might get us that way as well. We try to get you every which way we can. CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel, tune your cable provider. Yes, that's right. 500 outlets on your television set as well. Literally, electrical outlets, lots of places to plug things in. We'll give away a brand new game. I got an interview. It's all here in the Video Game Review, so don't be shy. Come on back. We already have less than an hour.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a pack rat. Join the pack rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, pack rats.
Call 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. That's 800-569-7208.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5560 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5560. Enjoy.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you. We're going to talk to Neil Herron from Vanilla Beast coming up at 40 after. So that means we're going to give away the brand new game at 25 after. It's just about 13 after right now.
What's he talking about?
9:40 interview, 9:25. We'll give away the game. We'll tell you what's new this week on shelves as well. So this is an open segment. If you'd like to get in, questions, comments, or concerns, neophytes, hardcore gamers, newbies, crazy insane players, I'm here for you. 1-800-878-PLAY. Coming out of the pandemic, we saw video games and their prices rise and rise and rise when it come to having some of these companies trying to be acquired one way or another. And of course, you make more money in the video game industry than you do in the motion picture industry. That's a true statement if you didn't know that. People stayed home in 2020. I don't know if you heard about that thing called COVID-19. Even though it was in 20 and 20, it's still going to probably be around forever since we still have the plague in some places. And that was back in the 1600s, you might remember. If you're really old and you were there, Samuel Pepys. But it was a monumental year, 2020, when it came to these big buyouts of video game businesses. And if you looked at the record on gaming deals, about $150 billion was spent as people were trying to get in, baby. And now that we're into 2023, I mean, first of all, it started off, Take-Two bought Zynga, which is right here in San Francisco, where I am, $12.7 billion, really just to get Farmville. And the funny thing is Take-Two bought Zynga for more than what Star Wars paid for Disney. And that's pretty insane. But the big news, of course, when it came to acquisitions and such was when Microsoft bid for Activision Blizzard. That was 11 months ago. $68.7 billion, which would make it Microsoft's biggest acquisition. The other one was when they bought LinkedIn for $26.2 billion. Does anybody use LinkedIn? But Activision, Blizzard, all the franchises, the studios, the big, big names, Call of Duty, Diablo, Warcraft, Overwatch, given the size and scale of the deal, it continues to face regulatory challenges, and it is not expected to be complete until sometime this year. And if all goes to plan, I mean, look, remember, Sony protested the bid because they thought and they think that Call of Duty is going to be an Xbox exclusive. But Microsoft has maintained that Call of Duty will be on PlayStation consoles. Now, why would Microsoft do that? Because they would at least have their entire gaming community, and they make way too much money for that. So you'd sell the games, you'd make money on the games. They're not going to force you to buy an Xbox if you have a PS5. Beyond that, Phil Spencer, the Microsoft gaming CEO, he said it's more about Microsoft trying to get a foothold in the mobile gaming market, because what they really want, now this sounds nuts, but they're not saying that they don't want Call of Duty, but what they really want is Candy Crush. Because, you know, your grandma might play COD, but she's definitely playing Candy Crush. They want everybody. Come on in. And then Sony, what they want to do is they want to have 10 live service games in the market by 2026. And they picked up the big one when it acquired Bungie for $3.6 billion. And they make Destiny. And Destiny will remain multi-platform, but it will become a PlayStation property. Bungie is developing other games too, a mobile project, and these will be PlayStation games as well. Pete Parsons, who runs Bungie, said that their original universes, which I thought was funny, will have immense potential with SIE support, propel Bungie into the global multimedia, blah, 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 creative vision, this and that, dedicated delivering great gaming to, okay, you get it. But you look at it, never did $3.6 billion look more lame than when you see $68.7 billion. But those are for multiple studios. Microsoft for Activision Blizzard. And Activision bought Blizzard. So, I mean, you put those two together. One of the more funny ones I thought was the New York Times bought Wordle. Wordle became a bona fide phenomenon in 2022. And Josh Wordle sold the game to the New York Times for a seven-figure fee. And we don't know exactly what the fee was because it wasn't reported what that seven-figure fee was. But it's just a matter of when you get in and when you get out. You know, it's like, what was the story of the guy who was one of the original investors in Apple, and he sold his 20% in Apple for $3 million? Now it would be worth like $1 trillion. But it's not like he didn't get anything. He got $3 million out of it. So it's not like, nah, you suck. No, he got $3 million out of it. It's like the guys who, you know, invent Snapple, then they sell it, and then it's like, does anybody care about Snapple anymore? You just have to know when to get in. We know that Netflix got serious about games this last year. Netflix now has six internal games studios, five of which they acquired this year. Spry Fox, Boss Fight, Next Games. There's a studio based in Helsinki that Netflix is starting up. We don't even know the name of that yet, probably because they haven't named themselves. Yes, that is in Suomi, or we call it Finland. And then they went out and got an external game developer, Night School, but that was in 2021. But Netflix is certainly enthusiastic about video games. We'll see how it plays out. The Swedish game giant Embracer is now counting more than 10,000 developers amongst their ranks. This is something that you might not know about Embracer. They got Dark Horse Comics, Middle Earth Enterprises, a variety of Square Enix properties like Deus Ex. They also got Tomb Raider. And what they want to do is to close Deus Ex and Tomb Raider Go developer Onoma, which used to be known as Square Enix Montreal. So we'll keep our eye on that. NetEase bought Quantic Dream. Quantic Dream is out of France. NetEase is out of China. Supermassive Games, that's the British studio behind Until the Day and the Quarry. They sold to Nordisk. We also saw Tencent. I mean, Tencent, that is the Chinese giant. They acquired Sumo Digital. Nintendo bought SRD. Nintendo bought Dynamo Pictures. Nacon acquired Datalic. Unity, of course, making game engines. They acquired Weta Digital. This is where the big business is. And it's funny, you look on Wall Street and you see frozen concentrated orange juice and pork bellies and things like that. No, it's all about this now. The video game industry. It's never been bigger. It's never been more ubiquitous. It's never been more prevalent. But there's still a lot of bad games out there. We'll sift through it together and you'll tell me at 1-800-878-PLAY. We'll give away a brand new game after the break. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you. Nice to have you with us, wherever you are listening in this gray land of ours. Coming up in the next segment, we will give away a brand new game. Actually, I'm going to do that right now. I got turned around. Usually I do the brand new game at 40. We have an interview at 40. We're going to bring in Neil Herron from Vanilla Beast. So let's give that game away right now. The way you win it is by just answering a very simple question. The second correct answer wins. Just send the email to rick@sportsbyline.com. rick@sportsbyline.com. sportsbyline.com. The game is called One Step After Fall. I have it for the PC. It's also available on the Xbox Series X and S and the Xbox One. It is made by TBGS Indie Studio, published by the Bergson's Games Studios. It's a mouthful. The summary: immerse yourself in the depressing thoughts of Steve Robinson, learn his story, and face your fate in this incredible narrative experience. Rated T for Teen. My question is this about Steve Robinson or is this about Larry Storch? Let me know. Didn't you just? Yes. Don't overthink it. It's right there. Let me know who it's about. Steve Robinson or Larry Storch? Yes, F Troop. One Step After Fall will be yours from TBGS Indie Studio. And the publisher is the Bergson's Games Studios. I love that. By the way, if you look at the Bergson's Games Studios, that's the only game that they have out. And you got to start somewhere, right? You got to start somewhere. And here's the thing, TBGS Studios, the Bergson's game. Yeah. So they try to get you coming and going there. All right, 1-800-878-PLAY. A lot of people were very excited to get the first previews of Super Nintendo World at Universal Studios Hollywood. It's gearing up for a February opening, and the theme park focused members of the press, they were invited to the park, which is still constructing. But there will be an augmented reality Mario Kart ride set within Bowser's Castle. There will also be a Toadstool Cafe. There'll be a 1UP Factory merchandise store as well. And it's the kind of thing where, for me, the Mario games were from my generation of the 80s and the 90s, these games. But Mario is also evergreen, and so little kids play it too, right? But looking at a lot of it, it's going to look like a lot of platformer stuff. It's definitely going to be for little kids. So would it be creepy if you went in as an adult? That's what they do at Chuck E. Cheese, is that when you go in, you have a wristband on, and you have to say, which kids are yours? And if you go in and say, oh, I'm just here for the pizza and the video games, they go, yeah, you're not coming in, which I think is a great rule. It's like, go to Dave and Buster's or go someplace else if you want. Anyway, they have the Nintendo Park in Japan, and that opened during the pandemic. And they say pound for pound, you're going to get the same as what you have in Japan as well. And the quote from Universal is, in terms of the rides themselves, there is no difference. And in terms of how we had to adapt some of the queue lines, it's only different that the configuration is different. They still have the same areas. They're just laid out a little bit differently because the space is different. In terms of the land itself, we do not have a Yoshi ride. They do. But aside from that, I would say pound for pound, you're going to get the same experience, game experience, and visual as well. It's essentially the same, but it's a different configuration because they have bigger geography than we do. We had to kind of compress it to fit in the space that we had. Okay. So if you are a Universal Studios annual pass holder, does anyone know one of those? You can get in on January 29th. But for everybody else, it's going to be on February 16th. They're also going to be bringing one to Universal Studios Orlando in the next few years, they say. And last year, Nintendo also confirmed a Donkey Kong expansion for the Japanese park as well. All right. 1-800-878-PLAY. There's also something else that we saw rumblings of last year. And when I went to the Game Developers Conference, which it was nice to be back after missing three of them from the pandemic. It was nice to have it again in San Francisco. I've been going to that for years. And it was about half of what it usually is. There were still a lot of big developers that weren't there, but there were still some international people there, and it was fun. It just was kind of sad when you know what it truly is when it's full pomp. But there were a bunch of tables talking about, you know, Sally Field, the unionization of video game workers. And the effects of the Activision Blizzard scandal weren't just felt at executive level, because they did lead to milestones for workers' rights there. And discussions around the workplace culture and gaming led to serious conversations about unionization, which was previously a concept very foreign to the video game industry. And it was December of 2021 when Vodeo Games created the first gaming union in North America, and that push got more high profile every month. And it was no coincidence when the first major gaming union would come within Activision Blizzard. The QA testers over at Call of Duty, developer Raven Software, they organized in May, a 19-3 vote, and such a high-profile organization effort at one of the gaming's biggest companies, there was a kind of a renewed sense of momentum for unionization across 2023 now. We'll see. But, you know, they talk about the toxicity, abuse, misogyny, crunch culture for decades in the video game industry. Now, I think sometimes it's hard for us who just want to play games to, like, be champions for unionization. You know, it's like, yes, you unionize. And basically, for me, it's like, just make good games. But we don't want to be apathetic to the problems that are there. So it's something that's definitely going to be happening. We just hope everyone's treated fairly and we get good games. Let's just put it that way. All right, let's take a look at the games coming out this week. Atrio, The Dark Wild, an action-adventure game for the Xbox. Children of Silent Town, that's on all the big systems. And when I say that, that's the 4 and the 5, the 1, the X and the S, the Switch and the PC. Kart Rider Drift, an action F2P racing game on the 1, the 4, and the PC. Breakers Collection, a comp fighting game, all the big systems. Chasing Static, an adventure horror game. 4 and the 5, the X and the S, the 1 and the Switch. Drago Noka, a farming garden simulation, PC and Switch. Dungeon Munchies, the 4 and the 5, action RPG. Gun Tech 2 on the 1 and the X and S. Hygen Erythral. I love that. Straight out of Japan. Hygen, H-I-G-A-N, colon, Erythral, E-R-U-T-H-Y-L-L, an RPG strategy game. This is going to be also on your phones, Android and iOS. Lone Ruin It's a roguelike for PC and Switch. Terror of Hemosaurus, a Switch action adventure game. Looks like a big crocodile, kind of like Rampage. Vengeful Guardian, Moonrider. This is an action platformer on the 4, the PC, the PS5, and the Nintendo Switch as well. Then we also bring in Dragon Ball Z Kakarot. That's action RPG for the PS5, Xbox, S&S. Dusk 82, an adventure puzzle game. Very interesting artwork on the Switch. Fight Fury, Gangsters of City, an action beat 'em up. This is going to be on the Switch. One Piece Odyssey, the 4 and the 5, the X and the S, and the PC. Under Dungeon, a comedy dungeon crawler RPG. One, X and S, Switch, and PC as well. And so when you look at, I mean, this is the thing. You're not going to get huge AAA titles coming out this time of year. Why? Because people take the holidays off. Then they take, you know, New Year's, whatever it is, Christmas, Hanukkah, Ramadan. Even if you're an atheist, you still have the time off. And then you're going to have the New Year's. So what is good is, though, from last week, it was paltry. Now we actually have some games that are coming off, and they're going to start ramping up. Because what they think is, in the business world, and I ain't no business major, and I don't have good grammar, they feel like people have spent all their money. It's all gone. It was all spent out. All right. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. We'll come on back with an interview with Anil Herron on Sports Byline.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-514-0521. 800-514-0521. That's 800-514-0521.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome Neil Herron, and he is here from the Vanilla Gaming Company, here to talk about their new game, Vanilla Beast Retro Knockout. Neil, welcome to the show. First of all, talk about the Vanilla Gaming Company, because you guys are kind of loose cannons and quirky, aren't you?
Thanks for having me on, Rick. I guess you could say that. I think we're more nostalgic than anything. You know, it seems like what we're getting in movies and media and games these days is these narratives where we have to follow along, where we're just trying to have fun, man. We're making things fun like they used to be. We're taking cues from Caddyshack and Big Trouble Little China, right? We're making something for the adult male that lets them say, ah, this is what I remember. This is how it was.
Yeah, it's right in my wheelhouse as well. So let's talk about Vanilla Beast and Retro Knockout. What's going on here?
So what we're doing here is we actually have a whole game series coming out. We're starting with Retro Knockout, and it is we're paying homage. It's like a love letter to Mike Tyson's Punch-Out. Mm-hmm. So what we've done is we've used that blueprint of a game from the late 80s. We've updated it, modernized it, matured it into something that we have now, where it's a parody game. And you don't see a lot of parody. You see parodies in movies, right? You know, Scary Movie and Meet the Spartans and obviously Weird Al on the music side. And you don't normally see it in the gaming industry. So we're using that avenue to bring back some of the classics. And like I said, modernize and make it hilarious. It's comedy heavy. The whole point of this is to make you laugh. And we're using that as a blueprint to bring some of these older games to the newer generation and just let you have a good time while you're playing it.
Now let's talk about the Vanilla Chord Discord channel. What are we getting there?
So that's actually growing right now, and that allows you beta access right now today. So if you were to click on that link and you sign up, all you need to do is type a command, exclamation point, beta key, and you get a beta key. You can start playing the game right now today. And we're a smaller indie game company, right? So we take that stuff to heart. Like, I care. I talk with people in the Discord almost every single day. So if you're a gamer and it doesn't matter where you're at in the world and you play the game and you got some feedback, you can talk directly with me. We're not EA. We're not Ubisoft. We care what people say. And we're changing the game based on, the proper criticism. Obviously, there'll be trolls out there. But, you know, people who are genuinely interested in the game and has legit feedback, we're taking it all into account so that when we release the game here in a few months, we can have the best player experience possible.
I remember on the NES in the late 80s, there was a game called Mylon Secret Castle by Hudson Soft, and on the back they had a phone number, a 415 number. If there was, and at the very end, you fought this skeleton of a pterodactyl, and you had to throw bubbles on him, and I couldn't beat the final boss, and I called the number. And the guy, like the CEO of Hudson Soft, he answered, he was eating like a bowl of soup, and he kind of tried to talk me through it. This is kind of like you guys.
Yeah, that's awesome. That takes you back to, there was also a game on NES called Star Tropics. And to beat it, you needed a code in the back of the manual to continue the game. And actually, it says, okay, put in code on the last, and I didn't have the manual. I rented it from Blockbuster back in the day. I never could beat the game as a kid, right? So I get what you're saying there. It's cool when people do that. And we're really doing the same thing. And yeah, we're not big corporation here. We're trying to make games by the people, for the people. And that's really my whole thing we're set out to do here.
That sounds all American there.
Yeah, we are. We're definitely all American. But, I mean, you know, we'll accept anybody. Doesn't matter where you're at across the world. But the main thing is the humor, man. We're getting in there. Like I said, I mentioned, like, as soon as the game starts, you get a funny Tyke Meissen. So that's one of the things we've done. Like, we've taken not just boxers, but also wrestlers and pop icons from pop culture. across the last 30, 40 years, and we made parody characters. So instead of Macho Man Randy Savage, we've got Macho Boxer Dandy Ravage, right? From the Rocky movie, who doesn't love Clubber Lang, right? Pity the Fool and all that. So we got Smasher Wang. So what we've done is we've taken, you know, instead of Rocky Cocky, we've got, and you know, Jake Paul. So we won't get into Jake Paul right now because it's 50-50. You love him as a content creator. People do, but the true boxing fans don't believe he's there yet. He's just a content creator. So we've taken on that, and what we've done is taken advantage of it. We've got Fake Jaw, right? So Fake Jaw is essentially the Glass Joe of the game. He's that first guy you face that you're supposed to just be able to pound on and learn the game. It's like a tutorial. So Fake Jaw was real, real handy with us for us right now.
Got more questions for Neil Herron about the game Vanilla Beast Retro Knockout. I'm a sucker for, you talk about nostalgia, 8-bit and 16-bit. I just think about the days of the, you know, Genesis and the Super Nintendo and the NES and even the limited music, but the bleeps and the bloops, it still resonates with me big time.
And we've kept that. And that's a good point that you brought up there. We've kept, so when you play the game and you're actually fighting, we've got those bleeps and bloops. We couldn't steal yet. We had to make our own, so we made our own bleeps and bloops, so to speak. And that's there. But for like a cutscene, we have like parody songs. Like, you know, you're the best around. Well, we have a full-fledged You're the Best for Now. And it goes on to say why you're only the best. It's a very realistic version. So we have updated soundtrack and music and everything going on, but we still wanted that nostalgic feel of those little boom, 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 you know, when you punch them and whatnot, so that you can still feel like you're playing back in the early 90s.
And each match is a full experience, boxer intros, ring locks, 10-point system, just like the pros use. And then outside the ring, you've got a story unfolding with illustrated scenes.
Exactly, and that was done by Oleg Akunov. He's a great illustrator. He's done many games before, Metropolis, Lux Obscura. He worked on Perky Little Things. He has graphic novels out. He did an excellent job on the story. And see, that's what we wanted to do. The problem that I've seen on forums and whatnot over the years is everybody loved Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, but it was a product of its time. You could only do so much in the late 80s, in 87, 88 there. We don't have those limitations now. But what Nintendo, I believe, has failed at, and what the people have said that Nintendo has failed, is they continue to make Punch-Out games, but they didn't mature them. It's like, I'm not 10 anymore, Rick. I'm 42. You know, I was born in 80, and I played these games, and I want to play them again, but I don't make me feel like I'm 10 years old. Let me feel like I've aged, and I want the game to age with me, and that's exactly what we've done. We've brought a mature story. We've made it for the retro gamers out there that grew up on these and know what it's like to play them back then. You'll feel that. You'll be excited about it. But we're telling you a story, and we're giving you the options to actually continue to be an adult, and you don't have to be a child and watch this G-rated type of game.
Yeah, it is M, and I was just looking at a screenshot. The Statue of Liberty looks like she's wearing a bikini.
That is correct, Rick. That's what we do here. There's no reason why she needed to be fully clothed on such a nice sunny day.
Especially when the French made her.
Well, that's true. We won't get into that. We try to stay neutral there. but that one, well, we got to be fair, though. That is Venerius Filth. I don't actually say it's in America. You know, it's a good chance that that's the Statue of Liberty, but it's a special version of it. That's the new version.
Right. It could be the Planet of the Apes one. I mean, you never know.
Exactly. It's alternate universe.
So tell us about Ace in the Hole in the works.
Well, see, that's kind of the way we did that, and I'll try to sum this up as quick as possible. So we were working on that, and we were seeing how things were going. I'm like, you know what? Marvel had a great idea how they introduced their good movies. Remember back when Marvel was good? It feels like it was 95 years ago, but they actually did a good plan when they announced, or they came out with, like, Iron Man. That was a great movie, right? And then you have, like, Captain America and Thor. And what Marvel did is they introduced the characters so that the people started caring. And the people who may not have known about the characters, they got the lore, they got the backstory, and then they brought in the Avengers at the end, and bam, they already had the audience, they knew the backstory, they knew the lore, and the Avengers was like a catch-all movie for everybody who had been watching. That's exactly what we're doing now. So Ace in a Hole is going to be our Avengers. That's down the road. We're going to release a series of nostalgic games that all follow the Vanilla Beast character, and you'll learn new characters along the way. You'll learn the lore of the world and the characters, and then we'll bring it all together in Ace in a Hole down the road. It's essentially the same business plan.
And Vanilla Beast is a spy, is that right?
Well, yes, he's done many things. It's Vanilla Beast is based off of true fictional events from my own life. So I've been there, I've lived it, and what I mean by that is that a lot of this happened, maybe some of it didn't, maybe I embellished a little bit here and there, you know, that's what you do. But it'll be entertaining along the way. So yes, Ace in the Hole, you are a spy of sorts. It's kind of like a James Bond slash Austin Powers, and really Austin Powers is one of the greatest parodies of all time, and I just love what Mike Myers did with that. Dr. Evil and all that was so funny, just so funny back in the 90s. Mm-hmm. And that's essentially what we're doing. But you'll learn that Vanilla Beast did many things on his life, like through his path. Like in this one, he's going to become the heavyweight champion of the world there.
So if I could take 3 to 5 minutes of this game that you could show somebody for like an elevator pitch, what would be your favorite part then?
The favorite part of the game?
Yeah.
We would get to the end before you have a title fight, because what we wanted to do was make, I think what lacked in not just boxing games in general over the years, but fighting games, is it doesn't feel like it's an event. Like, you know, when Mayweather's about to fight or Tyson's about to fight, remember Lennox Lewis back in the day, Roy Jones, it was an event. Like, you looked forward to it, right? Coming up on the week, it was pay-per-view, maybe friends were coming over. So the best thing I could do is show you one of our title fights. It's got the entrance. It's got their own unique music playing. You get a backdrop, a beautiful pixel art of where the venue's at. If it's an outside arena, indoor arena, you see them come into the ring, and then the fight gets ready. We have a little parody of Mills Lane, God rest his soul. You know, he just passed away. He literally passed away on the day we let the beta out, which was just, it was tragic because he was such an important part of boxing. And the day we release our beta and we're getting all these hundreds of people flooding in, all the comments are like, oh my God, is that Mills? He just passed away. So it was a very like bittersweet thing happening. We were happy what we were doing, but it was very sad. So the part to answer your question there, we wouldn't want to see you come out for the first time against the boxer, the title fight. We got our little parody Mills laying there, and you get to see the training right beforehand. It's like a whole experience. Each fight is almost its own event and experience in itself. And we plan on having over 30 of these in the game.
And you can wish list it now on Steam?
Yes, it's right now. It's on Steam. We're actually going to be on Steam's Next Fest. We're going to have a really cool demo coming out that starts at the end of January. So you're about 30 days away from our main demo. We've released the beta. We've got great feedback. We're making changes. We're polishing it up. You can wish list it right now, and when you do that, you'll be notified. We'll have a free demo that comes out on Steam in about 30 days or so, and you'll get a really good understanding of what the gameplay loop is. And I promise you, everybody out there, this humor does not miss. If you are, let's just say, if you're a male that's currently alive over the age of 30, it's a winner.
Neil Herron, Vanilla Beast, Retro Knockout. Make sure to check it out from the Vanilla Gaming Company. Neil, good stuff. Thanks for coming by, man.
All right. Appreciate it, Rick. Thanks.
All right. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. We'll come on back on Sports Byline USA.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim getting your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
The Video Game Review.
All right. Thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. It's time for the cheat code. Send your requests. I like giving them out for older games to rick@sportsbyline.com. This one here is from Charles. Charles writes in from Pinal, California. That's in the East Bay. He says, Rick, Half-Life on the PS2. How do I get invincibility? This was a good one. And believe me, I didn't use this one very much, but I did use the infinite ammunition. Let me give you both of those. First of all, invincibility. For Half-Life on the PS2, at the cheat menu, press left, square, up, triangle, right, circle, down, X. Once again, left, square, up, triangle, right, circle, down, X. For infinite ammunition at the cheat menu, press down, X, left, circle, down, X, left circle, gripping radio, isn't it? Once again, down X, left circle, down X, X left circle, down X left circle, down X left circle. That's good. Now there was also something in this game which was pretty cool that was called the alien mode. And this one's an easy one. It's just up triangle, up triangle, up triangle, up triangle. Just four times. Now, there are Game Shark codes for this. If you really want to get into the nitty gritty of it, there's, first of all, you have to put in a master code. And I'm not going to like go full of, but just the master code is EC87838A4131D934. That's just to get into the codes. Do you still have a Game Shark? I hope you do. I had a Game Genie on the old Sega Genesis. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week right here. I'm Rick Tittle, and thanks for listening to VGR.